Anyway, we have a guest. She has arrived.
We do.
We do. And it's the lovely Anne Longford.
Hello.
Hello. And she is the deputy lieutenant for the island, or one of them.
One of them, indeed I am, yes.
Apparently there's quite a few, 15 or so, you
yes,
said?
Yes, that's right, yes. Yes, we can have up to about 20.
You can?
For 150,000 people, so we're not quite there, but yes.
Oh, all right.
We have a good number.
So,
can you give us a bit of history about the role, or how you got into it, or anything at all, really?
Yes, well, I thought I'd start by how I became a deputy lieutenant. And it goes back to very early childhood when, actually, I was always a joiner. Oh. I joined any club, organisation, guides, you know, all those sorts of things, sports clubs, dancing, choirs, I've done it. So it was no surprise at all that when I moved to the island, I became a WI member.
Uh-huh. When did you move to the island?
We came in 72, we married in 73, and then I had three boys, quite close together. So I joined when I was 28, and I had three boys under five. So I wanted something to do. I couldn't carry on my career as nursing, I felt, with three small boys mm-hmm. to look after. So I actually found a career within the WI.
All right.
Yes. I have always needed something to do in my life, and so the WI actually fitted the bill. I joined aptly WI as a result of my mother-in-law moving to the island when the boys were small.
Was that good or bad?
It was good, yes, it was. She came to sort of offer support. My husband is the only child at the time, so it was a good support. And she had been a WI member in Gloucester, and she said, "Oh, come with me, I want to join aptly WI." So as soon as I walked through the door, I knew it was for me, because it was a very vibrant WI, and we had 80 members at the time, and I just joined the committee within the year, was in the drama group singing, and so I was able to be myself, make friends. I wasn't just a wife or just a mother or a mum of my three lovely boys, but I was able to do something for myself.
Good for you. Mm.
So I carried on. I loved being in charge as president after a while. I then joined the Island Board of Trustees. I became chairman for the first time in the 90s. And while I was chairman of the Isle of Wight, I was co-opted onto the National Board of Trustees for mm-hmm. the whole of the country, which was a huge honour at the time, mm-hmm. and the Island Federation were just over the moon about it,
actually. Yeah.
I had a most marvellous time, and I ended up as chairman of shows and exhibitions. And I went all over the country setting up stands, knitting and stitching, promotional stands yep. for the organisation. And so I think all that gave me a huge confidence in organising things. After 5 years of travelling all around the country, and at that time, I actually met our Lord Lieutenant, Martin White, on train journeys. We already knew him as a friend, but he was actually travelling to London many times that I was. And so we got into conversation. I suppose I brainwashed him about the WI, actually.
You didn't make him join?
No, he couldn't join.
Wear a skirt.
Oh, he's such a lovely man.
He is, yes.
Yes. And in 2009, he asked me if I would take on commission of being a deputy lieutenant.
Ooh, great honour.
So I was hugely honoured, and I was actually commissioned along with Dr. Charles Mobbs that mm-hmm. year in the October, and also Geoffrey Hughes,
mm-hmm.
television
personality,
especially known as Onslow from Keeping Up Appearances, and what a real gentle man.
Absolutely,
he was.
Yes.
He was loved by everyone. He was. It was a sad loss to the lieutenancy. So I became one of the new three deputy lieutenants who joined the lieutenancy that year, which was absolutely fabulous, and they welcomed us with open arms to the team.
That's good.
It was fabulous. Then I sort of found out a little bit about the history of the lieutenancy.
Oh, yeah.
which is quite fascinating, really, because the office of the Lord Lieutenant has existed for over four centuries, and it dates back to the reign of Henry VIII.
Wow.
Elderly, isn't it?
Yes, been going a long time, hasn't it? But in early times, it was a device by which the monarch governed the country by indirect rule.
Yes.
And today, of course, it provides more of a ceremonial presence for the monarchy on a local basis.
Yes.
And spreading a spirit of much goodwill and encouragement for the community.
So the Lord Lieutenant is actually the Queen's representative.
He is the Queen's representative in every county. And he is the person who meets any royal visitor who comes to the island. He's the first person to greet them, and he's the last person to say goodbye to them.
Right.
Okay.
The Lord Lieutenant controlled the militias in early days. Local defence forces existed as military reserves, as the police, and as forces for national unity. But for much of their history, they've also acted as chief magistrates, supervising justices of the peace, through which the Lord Lieutenants greatly influenced political direction of the counties and steering their way between local pressures and demands of the national government, which changed somewhat following the Local Government Act of 1974.
Okay.
Their role, as we've said, is to be the Queen's representative, but they do a lot more than that, of course.
Yes.
Because our Lord Lieutenant does planning of all the royal visits, he attends civil and social ceremonies, he supports the armed forces, supports community, appoints the magistracy, presents medals, and the ceremonial side includes presenting awards on behalf of the Queen, advising on nominations from county for national awards, attending remembrance parades, recommending people for attendance at royal garden parties, as all we deputy lieutenants give him names, as well as members of the community.
Yeah. But,
he attends citizenship ceremonies and parades, and very importantly, presents Queen's Award for Enterprise and Queen's Award for Voluntary Service here on the island. He also supports the armed forces. He inspects guards of honour, troops on parade, presents colours, and takes part in various ceremonial duties. And of course, the main thing is support in the community.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Involvement with the voluntary sector and charity events.
That's a fair amount of things to do.
It is, and he keeps so busy.
What does he do in his spare time?
I think he has to plan when he has some time for holidays way in advance.
So what we'll do, we'll take a bit of music and a break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the
about
office.
The duties,
and,
yes.
And what you get up to in terms of your involvement.
Okay.
So a little bit of Everly Brothers and then a break. Anyway, we still have our guest here.
We do.
Our Deputy Lieutenant. We're not to say Deputy Lord Lieutenant. Because So, you got into doing it because it was you were asked to, and you thought it was a worthwhile thing.
Exactly, yes. Huge honour.
And we can see now why you've got so many, or there are so many deputies, because there's a lot of work to do.
There is. We do a lot of filling in for Major General Martin White, Lord Lieutenant. When he can't go, he asks one of his deputies to stand in.
Well, that's good, because people do like to have that kind of, I was going to say official stamp of approval. That's a bit unfair. What I mean is somebody of that stature coming to their events.
Yes, well, we find that organisations are very thrilled that we accept the invitation.
We were for the launch of FM. We're pleased that you could make
it. Oh, I was delighted to come. It's where I found you that day, and I was just so blown away by your organisation. It was lovely.
Thank you.
So, we were talking about during the ad break, there is an actual physical office of the Lord Lieutenant, isn't
there? Yes, there is. It's at County Hall, and the Deputy Clerk runs the office with a volunteer as well to help. And so she does all the day-to-day running of the Lieutenancy, and we contact her if we have any problems or queries, or she organises all the visits for the Lord Lieutenant. She's very involved with the Royal Household for the Royal visits, and that takes a huge amount of time.
I bet it does, yeah. We
are a very fortunate county. We are honoured to have a great many royal members of the family. So,
yes, we do seem to do above average.
Yes,
on
visits. I think the sailing has a little bit to do with it.
They will
know.
Do. Yes. Something about cows.
Yes,
it?
But no, we are very blessed to have.
And so then the Lord Lieutenant, he is he or presumably she. You could have a female.
Yes, you can have females.
Is appointed by the monarch.
Yes.
Up till the age of
75.
So now again. You were appointed by the current one, but you stay on if there's a change or when there's a change.
We do. We don't leave when the current Lord Lieutenant leaves. We work until we are 75.
Mm.
Well, I say work. It's not really work. It's so enjoyable.
It never is if you enjoy it, but I bet you're tired at the end of a long day.
You so, can be with all that talking.
Yeah. Because yeah, someone said do something you love doing and you'll never do another day's work in your life, and that's very true. So you're in great demand, all your deputies are in great demand, and this office actually coordinates all that with you.
It does, yes.
So it says, oh, can you go and do so-and-so on whatever date?
Yes.
And how far in advance does some of this stuff happen?
Mostly quite a while, but sometimes, you know, if someone can't make it, one of the deputies can't make it, we get a mercy call from Gillian to say, can you fill in? The job is not onerous, to be honest.
No,
it's just a delightful thing to do.
It is, yes. I'm sure it is, and quite interesting. Now, we were talking also about regalia, because the Lord Lieutenant has considerable regalia.
Yes, he wears a uniform, yes, but we don't. Although I understand that some counties do, because I met a man recently on a cruise and he said that he always wore a uniform as a deputy. So I think it's very much down to the Lord Lieutenant and the particular county whether they decide to. But no, we have a beautiful badge, which I did wear here on a bow bar, which is absolutely wonderful. Most of us buy them, I think, but there is one in the office which can be borrowed if you don't have your own. But we are only allowed to wear that if the Lord Lieutenant is not attending the event.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
if you go along and he is attending, you
can't we don't wear it.
Right. No, you don't wear it. But you are still there now.
We're still there. Yes. So we know who we are and he knows who we are.
Are there any particular ones you've done that stick out in your mind as a particularly good one?
I recently went to Aspire.
Oh, yes, we know.
Yes. I went to the Queen's Award for Volunteers that was being presented. And again, I was blown away because I was there and I was hosting one of the gentlemen who is in charge nationally of appointing the awards system. I was able to have a very detailed tour of Aspire by Heath. And what a fascinating,
isn't it?
Amazing place
great
that
job,
is.
Don't
yes, it's wonderful. And absolutely wonderful. I hope to go back fairly soon and have another look.
It's worth it.
It's amazing.
There's a lot of that building you don't see at first.
No,
class.
And I was fascinated to go because when we had our boys small, we moved from Binstead into a little townhouse which was behind Trinity Church.
Mm-hmm.
And my eldest boy went to Caversham School that was there, and we went to Trinity Church, and so to see it now turned into that amazing community centre is just fabulous.
And when you go in the front door, you're expecting, because subconsciously you're expecting to see a church, aren't you?
Yes, but it's just full of things, isn't it?
It's a cafe and a bouncy castle.
I know, and to think of the trapeze happening, you know, across where the altar was, and judo happening on that carpet. I mean, it's just fabulous, isn't it?
Fantastic. And there's a full kitchen in the undercroft.
I know. I went down and a restaurant and you know, a music area and
there's just everything,
men in sheds and
loads of stuff going on.
But it's
down
the community fridge and the freezer and all the food. Just come and help yourself.
It's just wonderful.
Really quite amazing. So that was a good one.
That
for
was
you.
A very and, very
yeah,
good
I'm sure
one.
You get to see
some
fascinating
one.
Things in your job.
Yes.
So
I do.
Is it to become a deputy? You have to be invited, as it were.
You do
have
to be invited
by.
It's down to the Lord Lieutenant's discretion, and he sort of finds people with different attributes, I suppose, within the community that they can bring to the table, if you like. So yes, we've all got different backgrounds. Some military, business. Mine was the WI and sort of community spirit, really. and catering. Lord Lieutenant really focused in on my catering skills.
Oh, right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because he very soon got me involved in doing the catering for the Field of Remembrance at Carisbrook Castle.
Yes.
We started, the Board of Trustees, actually, we were delighted to be asked, and we do the coffees and cakes and things that people have after the service. And the WI made a cake for Duchess of Cornwall, which I presented to her for her birthday, and to the Earl of Wessex for his birthday at Shanklin Theatre. So, so yes, he's used my knowledge, my friendship with WI members, I suppose, to help out with things, which we're delighted to do.
Well, of course, it is all about local things as well, isn't it?
That's the whole point.
So you are there to promote local things on a national level, as it were.
Yes, and just get involved with people who are volunteering, and to support people who are volunteering, and to see, to tell them how valued they are. And yes, just general encouragement, really.
Lots of time people don't realise how valuable they are.
They don't.
I'm just volunteering.
Yeah, that's right.
Without them, it wouldn't be happening.
No, it wouldn't. No.
So if people want or would like the Lord Lieutenant or one of his deputies to attend an event, what do they have to do?
They need to get in touch with Gillian Phoenix at County Hall.
Is that Phoenix someone, as in the bird?
Yeah.
Or spelt differently?
No, Phoenix.
Yes,
I think that is the same as the bird. Yes.
or you can presumably look up...
This looks good on radio, doesn't it?
Yeah. Maggie's flapping her arms. Yes.
You can look up Lord Lieutenant on the
internet. Yes, we have a wonderful website. I must include that. It's been recently done within the Lieutenancy, and it's just super. So you can just go onto the internet and find the Lieutenancy for the Isle of Wight, and
it
will tell you all about it and contact details of how to get in touch and what we deputies have been up to, as well as the Lord Lieutenant. So
it's
all there.
We'll give that website information after the news, but in the meantime, we need to take a track up to the news. No, go on. You are listening to the Tuesday Afternoon Show with me, Kelvin, and you over there.
I'm Maggie.
And we still have our guest with us.
We have the lovely Anne Longford here still.
Lovely to be here.
Anne is the, if you've just tuned in, Anne is the Deputy Lieutenant of the County, or one of the Deputy Lieutenants of the County.
Is.
And I'm pronouncing it properly, it's Lieutenant.
It is Lieutenant.
You do not rent a toilet.
No, you do not.
Not a lieutenant.
No.
Behave.
I think that's American way.
Yes, it is the American way. It's a deputy lieutenant. Now, Maggie, you've got some pictures there of some of the things that Anne's been involved in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is from 2009. It's photos of Anne with the Duchess of Cornwall and presenting her with a birthday cake, which was made, I gather, by one of the WI ladies.
It was. It was Christine Tipple of Creekside WI on the island, yes.
Where's Creekside?
Wootton.
Beside the creek.
Wootton.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's a little girl as well. Her name is Ella Smith, who was 7 at the time, who probably isn't 7 anymore. Is she? She's got to be...
9 years. 7 years.
She's got to be 17.
17,
yeah. Yes, 17. Yes. Gosh.
We're all grown up by now, but it happened to be her birthday the same day.
So were you the Lord... No, not the Lord Lieutenant. Were you the Deputy Lieutenant then, or were you the WI?
I had just been appointed, but I was there also as Chairman of the WI.
Oh. So you were split personality.
I was in a double role.
You had two hats, as they say.
Double dealing.
And when you're appointed, you have to have the appointment advertised, don't you?
Yes, it has to go into the London Gazette, having been passed by the Lord Chancellor. And then it's advertised, I think it went into the Telegraph and the Times.
Oh, okay.
And then the Lord Lieutenant is allowed to announce it on the Isle of Wight.
Right, so it's a bit like wedding bands, if you like.
Yes, it is. There's a protocol to follow.
Yes. Mm,
yes, that's interesting. These are the kinds of things. You get involved in the royal visits. You get involved in events that people would like the representation at.
Where,
because obviously the Lord Lieutenant can't be everything. There's so many things that go on.
Yeah. Yes. But also we are appointed onto different bodies on the island. Mm. The Lord Lieutenant would ask us to sit on different committees. I actually sat for a while with council members when we were planning celebrations for the Jubilee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yes.
At Apley Park. other things like that I've been involved with and other members have. People sit on sports committees. Patricia Partridge is concerned with the award system for Queen's Award. She helps, visits all the organisations that are in the running for it. And business awards, we have people look after business sectors of the island. I've recently, in this last year, been asked to be the Lieutenancy representative on the Carisbrook Museum Trust.
Oh, right.
Okay, yes.
So I'm delighted. I'm really enjoying
it. It's fascinating.
It's really fascinating, and what a marvellous place it is to visit. So
there's so much history on this island,
yes,
isn't there?
Yes, there is. There really is.
Indeed.
We also won, as well as Aspire, the Carisbrook Museum Trust volunteers won the Queen's Award for volunteering.
Oh,
excellent. So we're doing very well, aren't we?
We are.
We're punching well above our weight, as they
say. Yes, because they also run an outreach group which take artefacts out to schools, nursing homes, wherever.
Brilliant idea.
So it's wonderful, yes.
Mm. So those who can't get there, they
can
bring it to you.
They bring it to them, yes.
Brilliant idea.
So you've got a couple of little things.
Yes, I just wanted to finish with this, two little things really. A Sir Timothy Coleman was quoted in saying, "Lord Lieutenants and their deputies have been described as a body of unusual people in the eve of their careers who agree to take on office for which they are not paid and indeed might be out of pocket, but eventually are allowed to retire at the age of 75. They exercise no power, no insidious patronage, and no politics."
Wow.
That sums us up.
Oh, right.
And I would just like to finish to say, well, actually, there is nothing more rewarding than doing something for others and encouraging the wider community to be involved. That's and that is what the Lieutenancy is all about.
Magic.
Magic stuff. We,
isn't it?
I have popped up the website on the page here. It's www.lieutenancy.org. Isle of Wight Lieutenancy.org.uk. I'll say that again in English.
Please do.
Isle of Wight Lieutenancy.org.uk, all one word. And that'll get you this one. It is a really good website.
It is super.
Loads of pictures of the Queen and other royal members of the family and the Lord Lieutenant himself. And as you said, lots of sailing going on.
Yes.
Definitely worth looking at. And that is the way to get through to contact.
Certainly is.
Has got contact details on there as well. So thank you very much for coming in, Anne.
Oh, I've really enjoyed it. Thank you.
And,
you've been a delight.
Oh,
thank you.
Will, some of you.
We will maybe invite you again in the not too distant future to talk about stuff
Lovely.
That's coming up.
Yes.
And we'll carry on in the meantime with a bit of Mungo Jerry.